On warmer days, families used to sit outside, enjoying the rays of sun on their balconies. Now it's grey and icy cold, and the war has come inside. Conflict became a reality here in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine in 2014, when pro-Russian separatists took over these towns. But now, with Russia's full-on assault on Ukraine, the situation has become much worse.
We need to stop all that blabbering and all that destruction. How long can this go on? How long are they going to abuse us? We've been living like this for 8 years, running to the basement and back. What is that?
It's a complicated dynamic. These people are ethnically Russian and have family ties throughout Ukraine. They've been living under control of the pro-Russian separatists for years. There is sympathy here for Russia, but this war is threatening even the closest of bonds.
Before the operations by the Russian forces started, our relatives treated us with compassion. We used to call each other many times, but now we're invaders, they say, murderers, and so on. Family ties will collapse now, as I understand.
It's a sentiment echoed by many here.
Many people have relatives in other parts of Ukraine. We used to be one family. I'm a grown-up, but I want to cry. If my words reach those people in charge, I want them to understand how painful it is. How painful it is when your parents, your children, are under fire. It must be painful. I'm sorry.
Politics is having a deeply personal impact here. Decisions made far away, striking at the very heart of family life, and potentially creating divisions between loved ones that may never heal. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera.